Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the ASAP Weekly Rocket League podcast, a show hosted by LeZero, the man of a thousand rants, and Wamit, the fan favorite. This show details the latest news in the Rocket League scene, esports results, and tips and tricks on how to get better at the game, while sometimes they'll just take a random topic and see where it takes them. Thank you all for listening, and enjoy.
And hello, and welcome back to the ASAP Weekly Rocket League podcast. I'm your host, LeZero, and I'm joined by, as always, the professor of Wabbington. Wabs, how's it going?
Hey, my title is professor of physics, as is noted in my Rocket League thing and has been noted in my Rocket League title for the last number of years.
Mm-hmm. And another professor we have on the show is Prof. How's it going, Prof?
Yo, yo. Hello, hello, everyone. Long time no see, but we're back at it.
We're back at it. I had the idea of professor of something and doing like the switcheroo, just playing like, mm-hmm. Oh, am I going to introduce Wabs or am I going to introduce Prof first? So I appreciate that you guys played along with it. Part of me has like a very strong idea of what I want to do right now at the beginning of the show, but another part of me wants to also let conversation flow. And so I just thought I'd, you know, share that with the audience so they can, you know, what is it when you talk about meta?
Try and figure out.
Yeah.
Let the audience try and figure out what you've decided, but you don't actually say what you've decided. And that's the.
Well, Wabs, as you and I both know, in the last month, we are the. the rulers, the greatest at implicit talking at this point. No, imply talking.
Say nothing. Imply everything. Say nothing.
You know what I just realized, Wabs? I was supposed to give an update of Roma's Corner in the pre-show, and you weren't around.
I apologize for that to all the patrons.
There you go. So we may or may not throw that on the end of the show.
We'll do it if Prof wants it.
Prof, what was the word? What was the word he used in the pre-show? Secret word?
Swordfish.
All right. Speaking of, I guess, surprises, Prof, I actually, you know, I told Prof that, you know, we're gonna give him some time here just to talk about how's life, because I'm sure Wabs and I and all our listeners are curious. However, I do have a surprise question for you. And I don't know if I asked you this before, but I saw your Tottenham photo in your Discord there, and I just wanted to know if you're a fan.
I am the biggest Tottenham fan in the Rocket League scene, without a shadow of a doubt.
Okay, so in that case, we're going to interrupt your regularly scheduled programming. Oh, hold on. I need to get it. It's been a while, but I just feel like this calls for an impromptu. all right. And we are transitioning now into Messi's not here, but we're still going to talk about football. Yeah, it's football, not soccer. Prof, is Kane staying? That's what I want to know.
I hope not for Kane's sake. I wish that he was able to leave on the same like high note that Lucas Moura was able to leave. For those that didn't see the last game of the season, he scored a 94th minute goal. And the ref blew the whistle afterwards, and like the away fans like cheered him on, and he just like broke down crying, and I cried while watching it. And Lucas Moura like delivered the greatest sports moment in the history of my life in the games against Ajax, in which he had a 11 minute hat trick to win, and send us to Champions League, semi-final against Man City. Anyway, yeah, that was amazing, but I don't think Kane needs one of those, because he's just like
not a final. Was it not a final against Liverpool?
Well, we did make it to the final, but maybe we played Man City in the quarterfinal and then played Ajax in the semi-final.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, I know anyway, because I am a Liverpool fan.
yeah, no, that was the worst Champions League final. Like, both, even my Liverpool friends agree, like, that was such a boring final. That sucked. Not good for soccer.
I watched it with my whole team, like the whole soccer team I was playing with. And we just ended up talking halfway through because it was quite a boring.
Yeah, it was sad. It was sad. Anyway, Kane doesn't need that send off because he's like all over the record books. But I do think that for the club, he will make so much more money if we sell him right now.
That's true.
I also think that he needs to go win a trophy. And I really want him to. And if I'm just being honest, that's just not going to happen within the next year for Tottenham. So, yeah, I hope he leaves for his own sake. I'll be sad to see him go. But, yeah, what a player. What a player.
And there is your football quarter. okay. And now we're going to go.
I think that's the most selfless fan behavior that I've ever heard.
We just all know. Well, this is like the moment. Sorry, this is here's a hockey reference for some of our Canadian listeners. Because I need to promote that we're Canadian podcast again, Wabs. I think that bill finally went through, right? So,
got to remind.
Listening, Canadian flag. Yes, we are a Canadian podcast. Make us more listened to in Canada. There was like a captain for the Ottawa Senators called Alfredson. Daniel Alfredson, and he was like literally there his whole career, and then the last year he went to Detroit to try to win a Stanley Cup because he wasn't gonna win it with us. But that's what this reminds me of. And that's enough sports talk. It's time for now. Okay, I should play another jingle here. Profs. What? This is my life.
Yeah, sure.
This is my life.
Sure,
prof.
No,
what has
no
happened,
worries.
Prof, since we last spoke?
So I did have a child. His name is Ezra. He is so easy. He is just like the first two letters of his name.
Easy.
He is happy like 92% of his life, and anytime he's not, it's because he's hungry or a little too hot. And other than that, he's just happy all the time. He just beams and like just bigger smile than I knew was possible. Like every time me or my wife or my dog walk into the room, he loves being on FaceTime with people. And mind you, he's only 6 months old, so he's very, very smart. He's very curious, very happy. We are super blessed to have such an easy child. need that, because the rest of my life has been a rock and roller coaster. So I took a year off from getting my doctorate once I passed comprehensive exam. So I'm in my dissertation year, just like my last year of my doctorate upcoming. But I took a year off because my wife's mother died in September, and then we had the baby in December. That's just like so much emotional back and forth, high and low, roller coaster, all those things like to go through. And I knew that I wasn't going to be able to be like researching and stuff like that during that time. And we still feel the pain of that, like, literally daily. Her mom was 50 years old, like just amazing human being through and through. Literally not a bad word to say about her, not because she passed away, but because like she was genuinely like that great, like pick anyone else kind of thing. That was just like something that is hard to deal with, and having a baby is hard to deal with. And that's been going on. My wife just graduated from her women's health nurse practitioner degree, so we are in the job hunt for her that's coming to an end here. She just got a contract, which is exciting.
Nice.
And I am now working for Moist. And oh, nice. Not just with their Rocket League team, but with their Apex team as well. Wow. And still seeing clients individually when I have time. So working with a couple different pros. And yeah, just paying the bills as best we can. So yeah, that's my life in a nutshell right now.
No, this is great to hear. Not obviously the but
no, you're good. It ends on a positive note for sure.
Yeah, it's great. It's one of those. Yeah, I think it's crazy to think that sometimes, like, especially, we'll call you a content creator. You know what I mean? Influencer, whatever the word of the day is. But I think what's interesting is that, like, you're gone for a little bit. You know what I mean? And, like, we don't get to hear these stories because it just seems like, you know, like, let's just say someone's making YouTube content. It's like, you have no idea what's going on kind of the rest of the way.
Yeah.
So I'm just glad you shared that with us. And I'm sure our listeners appreciate it as well. Yeah,
I appreciate you giving me the time to share it. And Wabs, you laughed when he said, that's great to hear. When I started counseling, anytime a client would like share personal information with me, I didn't find this out until recording, but I would say that's awesome. And it worked out most of the time until I heard a grief story. And I said, that's awesome. Like, oh, no. Thanks for caring. And this was like my second year of my master's program. So I was just a wee little baby counselor at the time. And my advisor was like, did you just say that's awesome to someone's like a story of grief? And I was like, I'm going to go hide in a corner and never come out.
Yeah, our natural reactions, the words that we give out, just can really backfire.
Yep.
That's true, because it's sure so absent-minded too, right? Like, you're not, there's no intention there, but then it's too, you can't take it back after as well. So.
Yep.
Yeah, I got no transition here, Wabs. Help me out.
Wabs, what did you say?
It's good to hear that, like, everything's turning up and that, you know, the insane emotions of new parenthood and, you know, and grief and stuff are still, you know, lingering in path or there. But, you know, life goes on and getting better, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Learning to live.
It really is. I think some people try and force, you know, grief, you know, like the stages of grief have been long debunked. And I think just like understanding, especially my wife's journey with that. I mean, having a child is like the most exciting emotional thing that you could ever go through. But losing a parent is something that, I mean, some people have said that like marriage is like coming together in preparation for the loss of like the inevitable loss of like parents, like that's been said in, you know, counseling forums before and stuff like that. And it was like, yeah, not even 14 months after her and I got married, her mom passed away. So it's definitely a learning process daily. And, it's informed my own work too, you know, like I don't like share that with clients. I don't think I've shared that with any client, but it's definitely informed my work and allowed me to be better at my job. Because everyone goes through real life stuff, but everyone goes through their own pacing and their own journey. And I have gotten to, you know, be in the depths of the valley with that loss and the heights of the mountain peaks with the gain of Ezra. So yeah, it's honestly informed my work a lot. And I'm very, very just mindful and grateful for what the journey's taught me thus far. I'm definitely a better husband because of it too. So
yeah, cool.
Yeah. So I'm going to.
All right. You're
the worst joke. No, I had the worst joke. not okay. Here, I'll go with it. Whatever. Yep, I was just gonna say, I bet you did. You were ready to hear that on your Rocket League podcast. You know, that was gonna be my transition.
Damn, can we get to some Rocket League?
yeah. No, I'm actually,
okay. So how about Apex? How have you been enjoying?
No, because I actually don't like that. I don't like this sudden transition. It feels forced. You know what I mean? And you know what? It actually bugs me if someone said it exactly the way you said it, Wabs. Is when someone does that, it's like it feels like I am uncomfortable and I don't want to be in this conversation, and so that's why I'm switching the subject. That's what it feels like to me. There you go.
Yeah, no. Well,
you know what I mean.
At the very least, you guys are embracing discomfort, and our listeners, I'm sure, are embracing it right now. They're like,
yeah.
Freaking hell, please let me out. No, you're not letting out. Like, we won't let you out. No.
Maybe, you know.
Stay in the depths. Never escape.
So some of the, like, the crazier thing is that these kind of discussions is like, I feel like Wabs and I, like, this would be like our K show for sure. You know what I mean?
Right.
Our Patreon exclusive content. And so the best way to transition out of this is capitalism. And with that, let's thank our patrons who support our show. Actually, is Patreon capitalistic or communistic, Wabs? What do you think? We're getting a pool of money for a certain thing, but it's, you know, there is also a profit margin. So I like you to decide, Wabs.
I think it's charity, and charity in a way that is in a socialist side. I actually think that it would end towards socialism.
There you go. And so as the socialist monsters that we all are, I'd like to I'd like to thank Zodiac 22. And then I'd also like to thank Too Much Space, Chaos Maker, Space Bear, Frank, Awesomeness, Digital Toast, Paint, Aruk, Young Slug, and PK. Thank you so much for your continued support. I think we're due for an RK show. Am I wrong? Did we release an RK show recently? The time is all confusing.
I think we did last month. It's middle of the month, so you know we have at least
a little bit of time.
16 days.
Yeah, before I venture off into the unknown. So thank you all for listening, and I'm sure you're here for Rocket League. And so with that in mind. Let's talk about Apex. Wabs wanted to talk about, right? So how's Apex going with the rules there?
Oh, man, they are insanely good. For anyone that keeps track of the Apex scene, they are one of, like, I think three teams to be on, like, every pundit's, like, Power 5 rankings. And I think they're, like, ranked second in the Power rankings. The first day of international scrims, they were on 230 ping, competing from Australia because they're an Australian team. They're on 230 ping and
Rob,
they won
what is
the
you
first
and Australian teams. Like what's going on?
Australians. I know. Right. But it prepped me so well. They would say stuff.
You're not prepared.
And like, you probably don't even know what that means. I was like, I know exactly what they were on 230 ping and they won the first three games in a row, which qualified them for match point. If it were the competition, it's like match point format. Like the winner of the event has to win once they achieve match point. So we have been match point after just three games and then we won the fifth game. So out of the six games of scrims that day, we won four of them on 230 ping. So,
that's insane.
Yeah.
And that's like number one, right? Like win.
Yeah. Like it was absolutely nutty. They won match day six for their regionals and then they won their regional final. And then they won first day of international scrims. And I think they're in second in overall standings for international scrims right now. And they're doing all of this, like I said, on 230 ping. But boot camp will start here at the end of the month. And
are they flying out?
Yep. They're flying out. They're flying me out. The Rocket League team is flying out. Everyone gets there to Moist HQ at the same time. It's going to be so much fun. I hope we just make like super fun content for everyone. And I think like the CEO who lives in San Francisco. He'll be flying out. Like it's just gonna be like a very wet time.
Yep.
Okay. So this is a side conversation, but Wabs, you know Timmy's, right?
Yep.
For Canadian, more Canadian content here. So Tim Hortons, they got these things called quenchers. And we had a question whether it has the same ick as moist, as the word moist.
No. You know?
No?
I don't think so.
I don't think that moist has the ick. I'll be honest, I don't think it does. I know it's a hot take, and that people are probably going to get mad at me for it, but I do not think that. I think that I got sensationalized, and people picked up the fact that it had the ick just because other people said it. That's my hot take.
So it's because...
Listen, champions adjust, and I have embraced moist fully now. Like, it just doesn't bother me. I mean, yep. It's better than like swampy or damp or dank. I don't know. Maybe it's not better than dank, but dank would be hilarious. But yeah, it's better than swampy esports. That would be bad. But nah, I don't get the ick from moist anymore.
No.
I'm over it.
I mean, you know, it's kind of rich coming from someone who... Who named his podcast ASAP Weekly has been running for like, you know, 5 years with it. So when it comes to the name doesn't matter, I think it's true.
Yeah.
Actually, I wonder if Prof knows the story of why it was ASAP. I wonder if Prof's
I do. I do. Oh, okay. It was,
you know, the acronym? True fan.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow.
I do. You guys have shared it on two separate occasions. It is a game by Paradox.
Was it by Paradox?
I think so. I cannot remember exactly, but I know that it was like intended as like a separate game. I cannot remember like exactly what the acronym stands for. But
the game was Valve game.
Yeah.
Oh, it was Valve. Okay.
I was wondering if Paradox had any input. I couldn't find it. It is Valve. It was a Dota offshoot.
Okay. Yeah. If you would have asked me this, you know, 6 months ago, I probably would have been able to tell you.
No worries. Mm-hmm. No worries.
It has been a minute.
We're not going to share it here.
No. You can go and dig if you want to. We'll tell you after the show.
Card game. No.
It's episode 77. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I have no idea.
Watch it be 77.
I would be impressed. I was going to say, the name doesn't matter. Well, it does, but does it, you know? You can overcome a bad name. I guess that's my point.
Yeah, true.
I think the boot camp sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun to have all of the, like, everybody there. All of the teams just kind of vibing.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be fun for, like, everyone but me. I'll be busy because I'm the only person that's, like, directly working with both. And I don't know exactly how it's going to work when scrims are, like...
Same time.
I think Apex will be early morning and then Rocket League will be afternoon. So
okay.
I think it'll be all right, but I definitely like will have to figure out how to fit my sessions in, how to you know, observe scrims, how to have individual and team sessions rather than, mm-hmm. you know, just what I do now. It'll be interesting. Sleep, you know,
yep.
Eat those things.
Repeat
the other less important things.
Yeah, find time to FaceTime my wife and child, you know, mm-hmm, all of those things. So I'll be gone for like 15 days. So
oh really, is that long?
Well, we got boot camp and then have the event.
I have
yeah,
a good question.
It'll be a while.
Here's the question. Ready boot camp, ready. Worth it or not worth it?
Ooh.
Worth it. So I think boot camp is a great example of a placebo. Worth it if you believe it's worth it. Not worth it if your players aren't convinced it's worth it.
Really?
Is what I'll say. Like I
now
think
that you said this out loud, you've completely messed up your team, is what you're telling me.
Well, I will say this, that when you have a sports psychologist there, I think you're gonna get a little bit more out of it than
ooh.
Ones where
back
you don't
yourself up. Just keep going.
And also for the Apex team, boot camp is going to mean everything for them. Like
yeah.
That will be a life-changing thing because right now with their ping being 230, if someone declares at the beginning of the scrim that they're going to drop at the point of interest on the map that the moist guys drop, then instead of like contesting for that POI, they literally just have to choose a different POI. Like, it's just, they're just boned because they can't compete off spawn when ping is that bad.
Yeah.
Cause like, there's just already so many RNG factors when it comes to contesting in a battle royale, like what guns you pick up and stuff like that. And so they haven't been able to practice contesting for this entirety of international scrims now for 2 weeks. So for them, that boot camp is going to be like literally life changing, because now if someone's like, we're going to drop command center, which is where they drop, they'll be like, okay, see you there.
Contest.
You know, yeah. like be our guest. So they haven't been able to do that. So for them, it will mean genuinely a lot. And then of course for the Rocket League team, I mean, being in the same server region as everyone that is coming to the major, you know, as they start trickling in from the different regions is good. And if you're still in EU when the NA region or when the NA major is happening, you're only going to be able to scrim, you know, people that are not as good as you. And even then, some of those players end up going to the major anyway. So it's just like not a good idea not to boot camp for different reasons, but I don't know. I think boot camping, like for every regional, like what Vitality and BDS do, I think that's placebo. And I don't mean to say that that's bad. I just mean to say it's placebo. Like if they believe it works, it'll work better. If they don't believe it works, then they're wasting their money.
All right.
Yeah, I think that's fair. sorry. I think I've been masking it quite well, but I actually I think I might have a cold on its way. So sorry if I pause randomly here. Can't have the same flow.
Not forgiven.
I've already Never booked forgiven. Off tomorrow's work. All right, I'm here for the list. Okay, but as soon as this is done, I'm falling asleep. I just want you to know.
As soon as this is done, I'm driving to my hometown 2 hours away. So,
oh,
you're just built. Well, yeah. You're just built. Okay, all right. I'm okay with you doing more difficult things than me.
I don't mean to one up you. I just meant like we're
that I
we got
to,
lives,
like, be like,
you know.
Nah, my life is worse. Okay, guys.
I'm going there for a good reason. My best friend is getting married, and it's his bachelor party, and I'm the best man, so I kind of had to like organize some nice. Stuff. It'll be fun.
There you go. Speaking of organizing stuff, let's organize kind of our thoughts as we go into the major. Pretty much everyone except for NA has been solidified here, all the teams from the different regions. I think we'll start with EU because that's definitely the region we're most comfortable with. I'm sure Messi next week will dive deep into every other region. so I'm sure we can save some of that there. We got the spring split major coming on. Spring?
Yep.
It's called spring. It's the middle of July.
It's spring. Yep.
Yes. Okay. I just wanted
There's
to clarify.
There's no summer. Rocket League has summer off.
Okay. So, Wabs, are we doing the logo episode before the major, or is this an only once a year thing?
Oh, can we even fit a logo episode before the major?
Oh, definitely not. I'm not.
Is this just your excuse to talk about how terrible PSG Tundra's logo is?
Yes, it is. Because
yeah, that's fair.
Like, please find figure out.
That is atrocious.
It's so bad.
It literally just has like the, if you press the button above enter on your keyboard, it literally has that in the logo. Like,
yo,
what are they thinking? Yeah, no.
And the line is two different colors, I guess one for each, but like red on top, kind of black on the bottom. Just like, what are you doing?
Doesn't make any
it's
sense.
It's so bad.
And then, of course, you have Hogan mode, which is a literal like CGI rendering of
gold bars. Perfect.
So,
literally the perfect team.
Yeah, I mean, it's just. It's just class, like
class acts right there.
Just class.
Listen, bro.
And
listen.
Neither of these teams are going to the major, so there you go.
Hogan mode had a chance. They had a shot.
I mean, Tundra had a chance going into the last
Tundra never
last
had
regional.
A chance.
I mean, they were the next closest, but yeah, no, they didn't.
They didn't have a chance. They could have, but
is there any? Yeah, do you two want to talk about a little bit about like what team? So out of the teams that qualified here, so we have BDS, Vitality, Carmen Corp, Team Liquid, Moist Esports, yours truly here. Was there any team that you felt like underperformed, didn't make into this, like from EU specifically, right? Didn't make it into this major that you feel really?
I think we would both say the same team. Wabs, let's try it. Let's try it. 3, 2, 1, Oxygen. Oh, okay. underperform? He said underperform.
He said underperform.
Oh, underperformed.
No, you take it. You run with it.
You know, right? I think that Hogan Mode, I kind of did underperform because given. Should I go on this rant now?
Do it. Oh, sorry.
Hogan
we save this
not
for later.
Make sense.
Okay, go. Yeah.
I'm doing it. Hogan Mode doesn't make sense. When I was watching them in the second last day of this weekend, they don't play Rocket League like any team that I've ever seen. And I think I've said that before about something, but this team is literally, and I have it written down in the notes, it's literally just a couple lads playing some footy on the weekend at the club. Like they don't play like a professional team. They just have fun.
I think that is exactly like why they succeed, though. And I mean, one thing about them is that they do have a coach that is also like kind of like a funny like personality within the EU Rocket League scene with Adam Baguette. And I don't think that there's any doubt that this team has a lot of cohesion, to be completely honest. Like the cohesion in mindset, cohesion in like how their mindset melds into their game, cohesion in how their game affects other people and therefore like shapes their own mindset as they go on. But I mean, this is the exact team that you would want, you know, nothing to lose, only having fun and not doing Rocket League things. To surprise you. And they're also very high in resilience. I mean, they're one of the older teams in the region. I think 19 and 20, I think, is how old they are.
That's older.
Yeah, like they really are like Sunday leaguers out of the UK. Like there's so much cohesion happening, like in terms of like their intangibles, that I really do think that like it makes so little sense that it like makes sense. Yeah. Like it's like an abstract drawing sitting amidst a bunch of oil paintings, but like you can look at certain abstract drawings and be like,
that's good.
I don't know what that is, but I know that it's nice.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what Hogan Mode is.
I'm so happy that you talked about this because I wanted to ask you specifically that, where it's like the thought of just having a team that just breaks everything but performs really well. And having that type of team go up against like these traditional sports, like sedimented, we know the routine, we know how to play, we know what's happening.
Yeah,
and then these guys are just cutting.
The PSG Tundras of the world said no chance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Verge was like, I didn't have that on my bingo sheet today. No, you did not, sir. No, you did not. No, I think it definitely plays a part. I mean, to be honest, I think that what makes Hogan Mode so dangerous is exactly what makes Vitality so dangerous in some ways. Like,
oh yeah.
I mean, if you watch Vitality, I mean, they don't play defense. Like all they do is just commit to like facilitating their offense. Now, obviously sometimes they need to make a stop, so they'll do that. But like they just go out there and like, they have the mechanics to do stuff that you've never seen before. And Zen is cutting literally always. And Radisson actually is how you say it for everyone here. Radisson is just being an absolute menace. And Alpha does the stuff that we've known him for all the time, which is unpredictable, hyper-mechanical plays. Like Vitality and Hogan Mode, in a weird way, like share the same blood just across the English channel.
Yeah, I think they do. I never would have thought of it, but now that you mention it, the two of them play weirdly, they do really play weirdly similar, because when I was watching Vitality play over the weekend, I was mainly looking, you know, hard to look away from the sun that is Zen and Alpha. But I was mainly watching Radisson and how he plays so like makeup, I guess, for the other two.
In all senses of the word too, not like so many people think of like a makeup player as like a torment, but like that's not what Radisson is doing.
No, not at all. He's just like doing everything that they need at any given point. Like he can play super far back in a defensive end. He can just hit the ball in the weirdest spot and get like a kind of garbage touch, but it's like, oh wait, Zen was right there, so it's perfect.
Yep.
And like he's just doing exactly what the team needs so much to facilitate Alpha and Zen to do everything.
Yep.
And I, you know, I was just shocked by how much he is the glue in that team. Mm-hmm. Like Zen and Alpha doing Zen and Alpha things. Like they're gonna shine. They're gonna be stars. But
you can't have an ego when you're playing as in Radisson's role.
No, not at all. Like you have to just give the ball up constantly. And literally get the ball stolen from you from by your teammates as you're doing something.
Yep, sometimes.
Yep.
And Hogan mode doesn't necessarily do that, but like they're just dudes that are willing to do whatever it takes to make the person on the ball have the easiest time. And I mean that's kind of like Rocket League in a nutshell right now, is like facilitate. But a lot of people are still like kind of like facilitating within like kind of like set tendencies and, you know, roles. I mean, Moist is actually a very good example of that. Like, you know, who's on the ball, you know, who's wreaking havoc, you know, who's sitting further back. Like, I mean, the stats tell you those things. Mm-hmm. It's not hard to see, but, Hogan mode Vitality, they say interesting. Then they crumble that up and throw it in the trash. And then they just go out there and just like, all they do is just facilitate.
Yeah, like exactly. That's it. It's kind of beautiful to watch in sometimes the dumbest way.
No, it is. It is.
That's why I think that Hogan mode underperformed. Going back to your original thing. If they made it to the Spring Cup, they would have been here. Like they would have been in the major. Just that's a fact.
Yeah, I wouldn't have a job if that were the case. I would just be talking about Apex in that. So what are you doing? Ah, just working at Apex.
I'm playing Apex recently. That's all I'm doing. But yeah, somehow they didn't make it to the spring thing, and so that's, you know, that's not the world that we're living in. But
yeah, I think it takes time to like figure out those things. It takes time to kill egos, and I mean, one of the reasons why those beginner feeder tournaments for Vitality were so important was because they could get all that awkwardness out of the way.
Yeah.
And even then they were winning those, but like, I don't know. Just, I think that it to play egoless Rocket League is very, very difficult. And all it takes is for one ego to seep through in one moment, and it can just, it's like a house of cards tumbling down. They certainly figured it out though, and I wish they could be attending the major as well. And at the same time, I am
very thankful. It's not
thankful for my own bank account that they did not.
Yep.
I'm sorry to everyone. To be fair, I was cheering them on all the way through. We were down to watch the world burn and have them win the whole thing, and then us just like go play them and then be exhausted and us kind of like crush it, everyone's hopes and dreams. We were going crazy in the voice channel forum. We wished them nothing but the best. And all those guys are, besides Juicy, I mean, all of them are from the UK. And so yeah, it's nothing but love there.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna add anything. I think
fair.
Wow, prop.
I'll add my Oxygen.
On podcast for a while, it seems he's ready to talk. Good, yeah, I'll take it away. I'll put the mic away. All right.
I was just gonna say my Oxygen. Like, I don't understand how that roster isn't doing more. I mean, that has got to be the largest waste of money in the history of our esport to get all that funding to go from, I don't know, like a team that has like Krazix on it and then a team that has Archie and Jorias on it. Mm-hmm. And to have essentially nothing to show for. I mean, they're attending Worlds, and I like those guys. I know them, and I want them to figure it out. But like, what the heck is going on there? I don't understand how you can have that roster and not perform better. I mean, no one was scared of them. A lot of the top teams just considered them as a free win, as if it was, you know, anyone else down there in the standings. Like,
did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
There was no difference between playing like Oxygen and Guild. And
yeah,
the standings show that. I mean, yep.
That's where I would put them, pretty much.
There was just no concern ever. And that should not be the case when you've got those players. So
that never changed throughout the year either. Like, there was never really a moment where Oxygen was like, oh man, it's Oxygen.
No. Other than when they announced.
Yep. Other than the announcement.
Yep. So anyway, that's my underperformers.
Yeah, no, that's a good one.
Next.
You two are so good at this. I gave you like one topic, and it's like, I swear you've been talking for like half an hour here. it's almost like you guys have talked for a living before. Anyway. Wabs, yeah. You're going to talk for a living soon, eh? Have you announced that on the podcast? Have you announced that? You don't have to.
I think
to.
So. I've definitely announced it on the Patreon.
Yeah.
Go, I know that they know. I'm pretty sure everybody knows.
Everybody knows. Except for Prof, but we're going to keep Prof in.
Except for Prof, yeah. We'll tell Prof after.
All right. So
I'm excited.
just looking here. Out of the five teams here in EU, okay. Who's the strongest team going in?
Got to be Vitality.
I mean, like, no team has ever pulled off the treble before until them. So I think it's an open shut case, Vitality.
They lost one series, right? Am I wrong about that? Like, not even series, one like best of seven full on throughout the entire.
And that was when they had the bracket reset available to them. So then they went on
thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You got it.
It's just Vitality. Like, that's it.
it's not really debatable. You could just say, like, who's the second best team? And that maybe is like a little bit more interesting, but that's not what you asked. And, you know, I'll let the host. So
yeah, let me host here and say, I'm just going to go back to you say it's Radisson. That's how you should say it.
Yeah. Radisson.
Is this what he asked?
Yep, that's the EU players all know that it's Radisson. Juicy is French, and all the French dudes talk, and so yeah, it's Radisson.
Okay, well,
that's also why it's like Radicinho, like his mm-hmm. his like alt username that he puts on sometimes is Radicinho, mm-hmm. Like he's like a Brazilian striker.
And
it's pronounced Radicinho, not Radosinho, so.
I was just going to throw my hat in the ring and say it should be Radosin and any other pronunciation.
Wait. Hold up.
Wrong. So there you go.
I'm sending you a DM right now. How would you say this?
Oh, you're sending me a DM? All right. I love this kind of stuff.
How would you say that?
Like, do you want me to say it with an actual accent or in English?
Do both. Why not? ¿Por qué no los dos?
¿Por qué no los dos? ¿Por qué?
¿Por qué no los dos? Why not both?
Andrea Radovanovic.
There it is.
Andrea Radovanovic. Or Andrea Radovanovic. There you go. All right. If you want the non-Slavic pronunciation, okay?
That is Radisson's real name.
Yep.
Pronounced probably wrong.
I would guess Radovanovic would be closer than any English pronunciation or French pronunciation. Just based on C you've given.
Calling him out.
Yeah, yeah.
His family might be Slavic, but he just grew up in France as well.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, 100%.
To be fair, the first time I saw him, I was like, that guy looks like he's Russian. Like, he has a very Russian look to him. Yeah, I am not going to lie.
There's definitely an Eastern
very Slavic look. Looking.
Yeah.
Well,
because I could have a whole side tangent about anglicized names, and I suppose if you no longer have a connection to that culture, it's fine. I guess that's my ultimate stance on it. Okay. But if
all right, boil it down to one.
What do you mean?
Like, just boil it down to one sentence. I kind of like going through that and being like, you know what? If you're not there, that's it.
Well, no. If you have some like connection to the culture, like that particular culture, then I feel like you should still be trying to say the name the way it was intended. But if you're so many generations down, or you know, just you've decided to intermarry here, okay? Then you know, it happens. All right. Listen, there are certain names like my last name where if people start pronouncing it wrong, like it doesn't work as well. like there's an SZ in it, okay? Like, yeah, what are you gonna do? All right, it's gonna sound terrible. That's all I'm saying. If you start anglicizing it too much,
some things just don't work. But with a name like I'm not gonna even try to say it.
Radovanovic.
Yep.
Radovanovic. Yeah, that'd probably be the most. Yeah.
Is the anglicized? That's doable. Yeah, that's totally doable. Some things no.
Radovanovic.
I don't know how we got here.
There you go. That's my. There it is.
Maybe. Maybe, who knows?
But it'd be more, yeah, anyway, sorry. I'd have to know what
Rocket
actual
League.
Slavic League. This is the most important topic related to Rocket League. Prof, I thought you were just going to say the hosts are going to host, okay? And we know what we're doing.
No, I thought you were going to say Rocket League, because you're like, anyway. And I was like, anyway, Rocket League, you know? Like yeah, Rocket League, man.
Nah, I want to find out what
I wasn't like, guys, we're here to talk Rocket League.
Listen, I once read in a language I didn't know, and it was really funny because if I read it out loud, I could then put a sentence together, and that was, to me, the most amazing thing. And with that, speaking of amazing things, so yeah, just vitality, just that's it. No.
That's it.
No.
That's it.
There you go. Yeah. All right.
There's no discussion there. Who do you think is two? I'm going to say it. Who do you think is two, Prof?
Yeah, at what point can Prof like stop being objective and just say, you know, the team that he is? Or should he say it now, like, to keep a job?
I think Moise is too. I think Moise is very clearly fifth.
Prof, I'm gonna warn you, because the last podcast that they had a, you know, coach on, I'm just saying, not only did the podcast end, but that coach also lost their job. So
who is this?
Did you hear about this?
No,
CJ show. No, it was in our Discord messages not too long ago. Who was it? I don't think they're being serious, obviously. But I just thought I'd bring it up because I thought it was funny. Well, Wab, I thought you'd get it, and then you'd laugh, and then be like, okay, well, Wab's laughed, and it was worth it. But in esports discussions, was it esports discussion or general? These guys confuse me because
no
I don't
idea
know.
What
I,
it was.
I don't remember where they throw these things in. Okay. Jeez. Okay. Well, what has happened? We just RL, like that RL game, Guess the Pro or whatever. What is going on?
That's a good one. I like it.
Today's was
failed.
Impossible. Oh,
oh
my God.
Today.
Today's was impossible. First time I failed.
Oh, okay. You know what? If I can be on the same level as you, I'm going to be happy with that.
No, that was, today's was not cool. Not cool.
I literally cannot find it. So, there you go. Those who got it, I guess. Anyway.
Yeah, I guess you were releasing this, you know, not on today. So
not today.
I guess you
don't
could
tell
say
me.
It.
Nope, don't tell me. Don't you dare.
Wait, what are we talking about? Sorry, now you've lost me. Are you still talking about the thing I was talking about?
Yep. Yeah, RL guesser. But no, I think Moist has a lot of work to do. I'm excited for the work that we have to do. And we actually had a meeting about that exact thing today. And so the boys are very excited to get into the lab. And that alone makes me really happy. But I mean, for anyone that's not, you know, the five of us, I think that it is very clearly like the order of teams. I think you could switch BDS and KC, but like other than that, like that is what happened in EU was what was supposed to happen in EU.
Yeah, that's pretty
much what I'm gonna say.
I have a quick question here. So it seems here that this particular set of players for Moist has been together for just over a month. Is that correct here?
Yep. Beginning of the split is when we picked up Cash.
I'm kind of curious from your perspective, like how that new, like whenever a new player enters the team, like what that looks like.
It depends. The transition certainly depends on like the makeup and the, you know, the tangibles and intangibles of the player. Going from Astral to Cash is not maybe as big of a difference as you would think in terms of gameplay. I mean, they're both incredibly mechanical, incredibly creative. But I would say that like what it's done for the team's mental is like night and day. We just needed Cash and his optimism and leadership and vocal propensity. So
sorry, I just want you to know that you said we just needed Cash and now I've clipped it and I will use this against you. I continue.
interesting. Damn, I can't go back and say with a K. The transition period is fun, to be completely honest. I mean, so much of my work is in team dynamics, and so I think it can be fun. I think the thing that really, and I've been on a rant about this before on Twitter. I think one of my most viral tweets was basically calling for teams that were going to make changes to, before they make changes, to just have a genuine discussion with each other. And
can I say that I very much appreciate that sentiment. And also, you were telling, I believe this was like 20 minutes ago in the show, you're saying that 1920 is like an older team in the league.
Old.
Yep.
And I just let you know that, like, I feel like most people don't get to that realization until they're 23. And no one likes you when you're so yes, sorry, I have to start having
that's why you have
yeah.
Yeah, that's why you start listening to 22.
You kind of have to force the maturity.
Yeah, you do. And it can be sometimes be difficult. Although I suppose there is an added bonus that there's a certain level of reality, I think, when you're on a Rocket League team where your performance matters and how well your team does matters. And if you want to stay in it, you have to, like, it's not like, oh, you're doing this and, like, you know what I mean? It's not something you don't care about. Like, if everyone at least cares, then there's a chance people will change because their hope is for it to get better, right? And so...
Right.
And I guess at some respect, like, a 16, 17-year-old is probably more likely to change, like, drastically than when you get older and you solidify a little bit more, so...
Right. Neuroplasticity. Mm-hmm. We've talked about that before. Neuroplasticity, the ability to change your brain and how you think. I want to say, like, I don't think Cash is like a better player than Astral, nor do I think that Astral is a better player than Cash. They're just different. And
I personally I think Cash is a better player than Astral. I'll say it.
I think he's a better player for us. I think he's a better player for us, like, without a shadow of a doubt. I mean, the results speak for themselves, but like, Astral just didn't fit like the Moist culture. He didn't fit mm-hmm. the team culture. Like, Moist Astral just like doesn't, if you look at it in hindsight, you're like, what were we doing?
You're
like,
just getting big names. That's what you were doing. You were just getting the biggest name. That's my feeling.
Yeah.
We're doing oxygen.
Sorry. Yeah, Wab exactly. says recognize that this is my, that I'm doing a bit right now, but Prof did not recognize that. Prof took my statement. He went face value. That's it.
It had good face value.
A good. You know what? I appreciate what I got out of it. I. Yeah, no.
So yeah, I think now like the team is just more aligned in terms of mindset, grind set, emotionality, emotional intelligence, communication. Like I think it's just like genuinely better for everyone all around, and we got to see the results of that. But I mean, we are a rather new team. Juicy has been there for not even, you know, he's been there for two splits. Actually, I guess three. But yeah, like it's just all. It's all a learning process, and the learning process has been much, much better with Cash. And so I hope people like get to see the results of that in Boston. And I should also say too, it was really cool that going back to the transition, like asking about the transition, it was awesome because Moist asked me what like kind of like my professional recommendation was just from a team dynamic side. And like, it was awesome to know that an org was like using me, you know, like they were like, you have expertise in this thing. Can you help us? And I was like, absolutely. And, you know, had interviews with players and just like all of it. Was really, really mature and really well done. And as soon as Cash became available, everyone was on the same page, like pick him up, pick him up, pick him up. And so we did that. And I had like one session with him and I was like, yeah, you're going to be great for this team. Like, I can't wait. So, yeah.
So have you talked to Moist Critical or is there a separate person you talk to here?
No, he just talks to me through pay stubs.
Fair enough.
Everyone else that subscribed to him for $5 a month, he subscribed to me for much more.
The real power broker of the Moist. Yeah. That's hilarious. Not only does he have, you know, control in who they pick up here, but he's doing Apex, he's doing Rocket League, you know, and the co-owners pay him, all right, for his expertise. Look at that.
Yep.
That's great. That's amazing. I like where we got here. This is I kind of ventured into these questions, but I always love this kind of behind the scenes stuff. But it's just interesting to get your perspective, especially maybe this will be like the last question kind of related to this kind of whole coaching thing. But kind of this time around with Moist Esports, do you feel like there are certain things, either A, that you feel like you've learned or adapted from like all your past experiences, like if there's anything that sticks out to you, and you want to mention, I think this would be like, I'd be curious about that. Yeah, let's start with that.
Yeah, I mean, you're asking a mental coach if his past experiences are, you know,
no, I want you to give
impacting
like one
his current
thing,
experiences.
One thing you can, yeah,
I think it's definitely no. Yeah.
But
I think that sticks out. That would be interesting.
One thing.
Yeah, I know. I don't want you to talk in broad generalities. There's one thing that might be interesting. They were like, huh, this go around, this feels different.
Yeah, when I got to the like Rocket League team, you know, having been with coaches before within Rocket League, like when I started, it started like, you know, very humble, you know, I knew I didn't know what I was talking about. You know, I knew the game of Rocket League, but I didn't know what I was talking about. And so the difference now is that when it came to this Rocket League team, I was able to like, you know, fit in right away because I understand the theory, like different, you know, theories of play and just like different stuff like that. The unfortunate part is that I went into Apex with the same level of humility that I went into Rocket League with, but not And when I say that, I mean, like, I went into Apex with the same hubris that I went into Moist Rocket League with. And that, that definitely, like, I got punched in the mouth a bit, just of like, hey, shush your mouth. Just sit there and learn, sit there and learn, sit there and learn. And it wasn't like it was like bad or anything. It was just, it was good to be humbled. It for someone that is a mental coach, like, and you speak about resiliency often, I needed a touch more humility to be able to get to the same spot that I currently am in Rocket League. Like, I needed more humility to get to where I am now in Apex. So that was a lesson that I learned the hard way, but like, it was a good hard way. So yeah, I would say that's been kind of like the most interesting experience with this whole thing, is like remembering that I need to enter into new esports titles with the same humility that I did when I entered Rocket League as a whole. And when I didn't, I paid the price for it. And, you know, those relationships were certainly salvageable and all of those things. And they have been, and things with the Apex team are great, but, it started rockier than I would have liked it to, because I just had, you know, I went in there thinking I was a big deal. And the reality is that, like, none of us are. Mm-hmm.
So went a little headstrong, but you need to remember that you're always beginning again.
Yep. Right? Exactly. Yep. Exactly.
Perfect. I love that answer.
Yeah.
Wabs, I'm just going to throw it to you here. Did you have one more thing that you want to talk about here?
I don't think so.
This thing here?
This one? Yeah.
We don't have to.
I was going to talk about it with... I was going to talk about it with Hogan Mode and just like how they're, you know, clowns. There was one thing that happened.
Sorry, this is so disjointed.
We're going back. Because you've made me go back now. So there was one thing.
Wabs, you're supposed to implement this seamlessly in the body of the show. Okay. I just want
don't
everyone
you dare
to know.
Tell me to implement something seamlessly. I will never.
Wabs, we had a format.
Man, whoever the post editor is, I feel for them. You got some Patrick to do, my friend.
Back to esports.
No,
after
we are just leaving it like this. All right.
We don't change things around here. Wow. They're exactly
Rob,
there.
You know us. You've listened to enough of these shows, all right? It's either hyper organized or there's nothing, all right? There's no in between here.
Yep.
I thank God every day for the 15 second skip feature on Spotify.
And so you just use that costly? Is that what I'm getting here? Oh, it's like, you're like, I don't know about this. I'm good. That's hilarious. All right, Wabs, what were you going to say about this rule one here?
Okay, about integrating it seamlessly, I knew that this was here. I decided not to because it was like, we'd moved on from Hogan Mode when I thought about it.
Okay, so we're going to move on and thank you everyone for the show. And
no, we're not moving on right now. You brought it up and it has to go in. So during KC... Rezzy was in a rule one with someone. I don't remember who. It latched, it stuck, they were both sitting. And them being Hogan Mode, you're like, oh, there's no way that the Hogan Mode player, the literal clowns of the Rocket League esports, that just do things because they're vibing and having fun, are gonna break that. They gotta hold to a rule one. Like, that's what you do, right? If you're just having fun being a lad on a Sunday. And then Rezzy was the one that broke it. The player on Hogan Mode did it. And I thought about that for a little bit, and I was like, wait, this makes sense.
It does. It 100% it does. They're anarchists, bro.
They're anarchists. There's no rules.
Who's watching like... the new Spider-Man movie? Anyway, there's
no,
there's
I haven't. Please,
anyway,
please don't.
That's it. Continue. You'll love it.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, they're anarchists. There's no rules. They break all the rules. And that's the only thing that makes sense. You would expect them to hold it. There's no honor.
Whatever you would expect Hogan Mode to do is exactly what they're not going to do.
This is why they paused when they won, literally for fun, to psych out the opponents and to psych out not even just the opponents, the commentators and the viewers.
Yep, the scene. Yep.
You're there.
It was to psych everyone out and be like, I don't care if we lose.
This is definitely the new favorite Kids on the Block here team. I was just going to ask like an actual serious, well, not serious, but I am curious now. What do coaches usually say about like these rule number ones?
In EU, they are honestly pretty like religious about holding it. I would say like one happens every single day, and I've never seen anyone break it ever in scrims.
Really?
Like never once have I ever seen it being broken in scrims. When I was coaching in NA, in tournament games, I mean, practice makes permanent is kind of like my thing. So I think most teams would actually hold the rule one.
It's like a PSG different state Tundra, of game.
Yeah, I know PSG Tundra would break it, but that's because they're like so rules oriented that like it's like the completely different approach. No, I think coaches don't really even talk about it or care.
Well, here's like, my strategic thought on this. If on that day, okay, we'll say on that in that series, okay, if the rule number one I'm with, if the player is even to me, or if he's even to me or better than me, I hold the rule. But if essentially if I'm playing like trash, all right, I would hold the rule number one. But if I'm the better player, then I believe it's a tactical disadvantage, so I'd break it. That's my thoughts on it.
I agree. No, I agree. I think that like unspoken rules have ruined like peak performance opportunities in so many different sports. Baseball has a lot of unspoken rules, like the unwritten rules, I guess what they call them. Like I'm saying, like whatever helps me is what I'm going with. Like, is it possible within the game? Yes. Okay, then I'm doing it. I will say like I definitely ascribe to the do whatever is best for you and you only when it comes to competition.
Yes, please don't do that in real life. Okay, let's not become selfish narcissists. But in
no, it's just a game. No, just
in a game, I think it's in a competition specifically. I think it's allowed.
Yeah, in competition. Yeah. If it's within the set of like the rules, if like your fingers have access to the buttons, press the buttons. Like I don't know what else to say. Like,
you know, Prof was definitely the guy back in, if you ever played StarCraft back in the day, you know, they're about to do an engagement, the guy's about to attack you, pause, unpause, just mess up his whole control.
I don't know if that's an unwritten, I mean, it might have been, but I don't think that like, I think that that's unethical. I don't think that breaking a rule one is unethical.
Oh, gotcha. Floating all your bases to the corners. What's your feeling on that, Prof? Anyway, no, I'm good. I'll stop talking about StarCraft. Yeah, Wabs, any other things you want to add here?
No, I'll drop it.
Perfect.
I'm okay with it.
Drop it. How about Prof? You have any final discussions, things you want to leave on the podcast? I don't know when you'll be on the next one, so here you go. Here's your floor.
Yeah, with how this one went, I'm sure this will be GG's for me.
Never, definitely.
Swordfish.
Yeah, swordfish. I don't know. I think you'll probably publish this after the NA. After NA is done, but I would be curious to see who you guys think will be the overperformers, maybe the dark horses, not necessarily qualify for LAN or not, just like who do you think is gonna like really show out that maybe people wouldn't expect, you know, put a hot take out there
in LAN,
back a team, sorry, for the NA regional 3.
Wait, hold on, you're expecting this to drop in a week, is that what I'm hearing here?
I don't know when it drops. I'm not the guy.
I just want to know what people think of us. All right. I know we've been loose with some of the releases here. Okay. But are we a week behind now, Apps?
I don't think we're a whole week. I think we're like Thursday, Friday.
Yeah. We've become a Thursday, Friday, but that's for sure. That's for sure.
All right. Well then let's get the hot takes in for sure. I'm ready. Who do you guys have? Over performers, dark horses, whatever you want.
I like it. Prof, the Prof show has. Welcome to the Prof Corner. Okay. I was gonna grab my mini guitar here, but I did not have enough time.
Too far away.
Yeah. So it is happening this week. Wow, it is actually happening. Okay. Well, we definitely should have done previews. Unbelievable. We talk about EU when we could have been talking about NA. Ugh, It's almost like, you know,
we talked about the region that matters.
It's also like we talked about the region that our guest is currently coaching. So it's almost like that was intentional. Almost. Not quite, but almost.
I think I'm going to give a hot take. I think NRG overperforms and goes 9-12.
NRG.
Damn. That is the most backhanded compliment I have heard in a long time.
I've been a hater of NRG for a long time.
Yeah.
I want them to do well, but they aren't making changes.
When they told me how badly they needed me when I was in LA, and then they never called me or responded to any of my DMs, and then they're here now, I feel bad for them. Not at all.
Yep.
Like, in LA, they were like, dude, we need you. I'm like,
they literally know.
I am available. I would love to help. And then they were
know
like,
if they had the option, and then they just didn't follow.
And then
up.
They didn't like. That's I don't like those kind of people.
Yeah,
like,
Prof has been calling some people out on this podcast. Don't give them a hot mic.
Learn how to help yourself, and that is not helping yourself. Like,
yep.
I don't like
don't burn bridges for no reason. Literally,
that is
learn helplessness. Oh, I listen. You're about to get me started. Aren't
my
you?
Number one pet peeve,
jeez.
Bro.
Yeah.
That's what that was, though. Like, to know that you need a specific kind of help to tell me that the person that you want their help and then to leave me hanging after that. Like, I'm sorry. Like,
that's not even learned helplessness. That's like, there's a perfect, quote. There's a perfect, word for it. It roughly translates to, I would say a warm dumpling, where people are a warm dumpling of a person. And basically the idea is that nothing that they do sticks, and they have no integrity and they have no backbone. So yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's good.
There you go.
Yep. I don't know.
I was such an NRG fan before that. All transpired, by the way.
It's the fandom that really, yeah, the loss of fandom that you really regret here. So what, like, you know, V1 FaZe Clan, you know, upper bracket semis, and then they face each other grand final. Easy call, yeah.
Maybe. What do you think of Gen G right now? What do you think about Gen G?
Gen G has a really tough road. Maybe the toughest road of anyone that's on like the brink of making it. Because if you look at it, they should beat Sup. But then they have Space Station, who they have struggled with, who literally dropped them to lowers last tournament. And then who they're playing is
Complexity or
either. Well, no, I'm saying like if they no, because they would play the that would send them down to the
and losers
first match of losers. If they lost to Space Station, they would then be playing one of Furia or NRG, whoever like loses that one and then gets to play G League. Like, that is a really tough lower bracket run, and so they need to make sure that they avoid that and beat Space Station. The problem is that Space Station has history of beating them,
and Space Station's looking good as well.
They are, and yeah, Nolly and Arsenal are roommates, and so if Arsenal is within earshot of you, like, I think you just lose.
That actually,
to be completely honest,
yeah.
So
he's got the mental game with it for sure.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think Gen G gets kind of outdone by the bracket. To be honest, I think that they're hoping for Furia to beat NRG because I think they absolutely poop on NRG, but I think they struggle with Furia. So tough road ahead for Gen G, but,
we'll see.
Yeah. All right. So who wins it? You two. Who wins it? The whole thing. Predict it right now.
I think it has to be FaZe.
I think.
I don't think. Okay. When I say I think it has to be FaZe, I mean it in this way. I think that if FaZe goes into the major not winning, then NA doesn't have a chance against, like, even remotely close to a chance against you. That's mostly what I mean there. Like, it has to be FaZe for NA to exist in the major.
Wabs, are you arguing that essentially, like, the top four, we'll say, of NA is just not what it used to be?
Yes.
It just isn't.
Okay. How did this happen?
I don't
complacency.
Know.
Complacency.
Yeah. They're getting all the money, you know?
On the org level. On the org level. Complacency on the organizational level. Politicking.
Yeah. And EU just didn't have that at all. Like, Casey kind of got complacent, but everybody else was just weirdly kind of hungry. And then the vitality change made that even stronger. Would be my two biggest moments.
Yeah. I am going to, I was probably going to go with FaZe, but I'll go with version one, just to say that each day that passes gives that team more time to coalesce. And Calm is a very, very smart player. Yeah. And I think that when you give potentially top three smartest players in the region, Dan and Beast Mode, I think that, and then you pair that, you know, a little sprinkling of Fireburner on top, I think that I can convince myself that version one will win again.
How did V1 become?
I think Shopify will finish fourth.
Shopify.
Oh, you're saying Shopify fourth?
I like that.
Yeah, I think Shopify will go fourth. I think their bracket is really favorable.
I think they have a chance.
They're going against overconfident Optic. Mm-hmm. they're going against a underperforming Complexity if they win that. And then they're beating Gen G or SSG potentially.
I think they lose to SSG. If Gen G beats Base Station, I think they lose. I think they lose regardless.
Yeah. So I'm gonna say that whether it's through the uppers or lowers, I honestly think that we're going to see a top four from Shopify. I am a patron of the Church of Two Piece. I think he is the most solid player in the game of Rocket League.
Look at
I think
that.
He makes fewer mistakes than anybody, including Zen.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
I am a Church of Two Piece follower. Feel free to join my cult.
I think that's the best preview you can get.
Sorry about my dog. Let me mute.
Yeah, look at that. Yeah, I'm gonna go V1 as well to take it. I've listen. I just like how V1 became a thing and is still a thing. That's all I'll say. And I enjoy their story. So I'm a story guy. I'm here for the plot line. I'm here for the script. All right. Mostly because I write it, but sorry, don't tell anyone that. Anyway, I think we'll probably round out the show here. Prof, is your dog still barking here?
Nope.
No. Prof, I'd like to, first of all, say thank you for being on the show. I appreciate it.
Heck yeah, thanks for having me.
It's great catching up. I think of all the shows we've done, this has felt the most seamless in some way. I don't know if that makes sense, Prof, but like...
maybe mentally seamless.
Well, like, it just felt like it... I think because some of the other shows we've done, right?
Take me a sec.
Smooth rain. I'm sorry. We gotta let the host.
Yep.
Oh man. He's left. We lost him. Anyway, thanks for coming to the show. Follow me on my social.
Yeah, you wanna shout anything out? Go for it.
No, that's it.
I'm just waiting how long I can stay quiet before, you know. I was gonna say in the previous shows it was like, oh, we got a big tournament and like we're literally at the LAN. I think that was the last show we did, right? So it was very like hyper focused, and I feel like this one we had a little more freedom to talk about whatever random thing came up, and that was my point.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I agree.
Wabs, thank you for being on the show.
Always here.
Prof, we usually leave our listeners with a little bit of homework at the end of the show. You got any kind of things that they can do this week? Any uplifting or hardworking or whatever, whatever angle you want to take it, Prof.
Yeah, I'll double down on the lesson that I learned regarding Moist Apex and say, like, anytime you enter into a new space, anytime, like, you know, you instantly think that, like, one thing that you've done will translate to another thing just because it's similar. Just take a small moment, and just be mindful and humble, and approach it the same way that allowed you to be successful in that thing that's related, whether that's a friendship or a hobby or a job or whatever it is. Just try and incorporate as much humility as you can into something, and see how it pans out for you. Playing egoless in Rocket League like Hogan mode is very difficult, but if you can live your life egoless, you will find that you're going to have a lot of fun, you're going to learn a lot, and typically the results will be pretty darn optimal as well.
Love it. Thank you everyone for listening. Good. We'll see you next week.
Peace. Bye.